Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Samach Dalid. We are up to Samach Gimel Amud Beis. I think we're up to the fourth very wide line. Al Teitzar Tzaras Machar, I think, is where we left off. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And the Gemara today is going to talk about someone who's not Osek B'Peruvu, what kind of Avera is that equivalent to, a person who refuses to attempt to fulfill the mitzvah of Peruvu. And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about the Chiyuv for one to be Megarish Shishto if they're unsuccessful in having children after 10 years. The Gemara is going to tell us that Yitzchak and Rivka were Akurim, that they were barren, and why it is that Kodesh Baruch Hu made them that way, and how the Tefillah of a Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik is different than the Tefillah of a Tzaddik Ben Rasha. The Gemara is going to talk about all the Avos being Akurim and why Kodesh Baruch Hu made them that way. Then the Gemara is going to mention that there's a Deya, that Bizman Hazeh, it's a different number of years after which a person is Chayev to be Megarish Shishto, even in even shorter amount of time than 10 years. And the Gemara is going to tell us that that there's a machlokas how many times creates a chazaka, and that has relevance for a number of issues, including this being one of them. How many marriages does a person have to go through without having children before they realize that there's a chazaka that person is unable to have children? But it also relates to how many children die machmas mila to realize that it's a hemophiliac family, and that therefore it's going to be dangerous to give any child a mila, and other matters as well, as far as how many times is a chazaka, whether it's two times or three times, that is a chazaka. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the concept of an isha katlanis, that if a woman keeps burying her husbands, what do we assume is the cause of that? Do we assume that it is her mazel, or that it is some sort of sexually transmitted disease that causes the husband to die? And we're going to have many nafkaminas, as far as why it is that we assume that if a woman's been married to a few husbands and that they keep dying, why it is we assume that they are dying. So let's begin again, fourth very wide line, on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Bey. So says Gemara, Al Teitzar Tzaras Machar. I think that's where we left off. Al Teitzar Tzaras Machar. The Ben Sirat says that it gives an Eitzah that a person should not worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. Because he doesn't know what's going to happen today. Shema Machar Ba Ve'inenu. Could be that tomorrow is going to come and the person is upset about it and worried about it and anxious about what's going to be tomorrow. It's not even going to be in the world anymore. It doesn't sound like something that's comforting for someone who has anxiety. You know, you have anxiety. Don't worry about it. Tomorrow you might be dead. So nimtza mitzayir al olam sheino shelo. So it turns out that he's being mitzayir on a world that doesn't belong to him, because it's saying he's not going to be in the world anyway. So mina rabim mitoch beischa, and another eitzah. Keep a lot of people out of from your house. And those people that you're misasik with, that you deal with, you shouldn't all bring them into your house. You shouldn't bring all of them into your house all the time. And you should speak to them outside of your house. I mean, make appointments, make meetings outside of your house. There are going to be a lot of people that look after you that are going to be interested in how you're doing. You'll have a lot of friends. So even though you have a lot of friends, only reveal secrets to 1 out of 1,000. Meaning a person could have a lot of different friends in different contexts, but a true friend is really hard to find. So someone who you're going to reveal secrets to should be much more limited than that. But those are the bits of Eitzah from Ben Sira that the Gemara chooses to quote over here. The Gemara says, Vayter, Amar Rabbi Asi, Ein Ben David Ba'at Sheyichlu Kol Neshama Shabaguf. So we already saw this concept that Mashiach is only going to come once all the neshamos are emptied out of this the guf in Shemayim, that this container in Shemayim, so to speak, that has all the neshamos that awaits Mashiach's arrival, awaits till all the neshamos have come out into this world. And that's why we believe that if a person has a lot of children, even though the technical mitzvah of Puravu is fulfilled with one son and one daughter, the more children one has, the greater the mitzvah is, because they're bringing Mashiach closer. So there are three kiyumim of Peruvu. There's Yikr Mitzvah of Peruvu. Then there's what we saw a few days ago, Bebokr Zorah Zerecha, Lerev Al Tanach Yedecha, that even if a person has children, Bialduso, you should continue to have children, Bezeknuso. So that's another Hidur in Peruvu. And then you have the additional element that no matter how many children one has, each child that you bring into the world is a step closer to Mashiach, because Ein Ben David Ba, Ad Sheikh Lekon Shom Shabaguf. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Ki Ruach Milfanayatov, that I'm not going to delay delay the Zman of Geula forever. I'm not gonna hold back and bring Geula forever. The reason that the Geula is Misakev, the reason it's delayed, is because there are still Ruchos in front of me, Hashem is saying, that are in this place called the Guf, and the Neshamas that I made are still with me. So that's a Kiruach Milifanai. Since there are Ruchos Lifanai, there are Ruchos in this Guf, so Yatov, that's why the Geula is being delayed. And Neshamas Ani Asisi, the Neshamas that I made still haven't been completed, still haven't gone through their mission in this world, and that's what's delaying the Geula. So Tanya, Reb Lazar Omer, call me Shein Osuk Pepiri Rivya, someone who doesn't get married and try to have children, Ki Ilu Shofik Tavim, it's as if he's killing, as if he's committing murder because he's preventing Yishav Olam, Shnemar Shofik Tavim Adam Badam, Tamo Yishafeich, Uksiv Basrei, and the Pasuk right after it says, Vatem Puruvu, so right after it talks about Shvichas Damim, it talks about Puruvu, so you see that from that juxtaposition, that failure to engage in Puruvu is the equivalent of, or similar to, it's hard to say the equivalent of, but similar to Shvichas Damim. Rabbi Yaakov says someone who's not also in period of Rivia, Kilu Mimayit Hadmus, it's as if he's being Mimayit, the Tzelem Elokim in the world. The image of God is minimized in the world. Shenemar, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam, Uksim Basrei, Va'atem Puruvu. That right after it says B'Tzelem Elokim, it says Puruvu. So someone who's not also in Puruvu is being Mimayit, that Tzelem Elokim. Ben Azay Omer, Ki Ilu Shofik Damim, U'Mimayit Hadmus. It's as if you did both, your Shofik Damim and Mimayit the Tzelem Elokim. Shenemar, Va'atem Puruvu, like we just said, because of the juxtaposition of both of those things, that before the pasuk of Atem Puruvu, it says both things. It says Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam, and it says Shofik Tam Adam Badam Dama Yishafech. So it's as if you did both of them. So Amr Lo, so people Amr Lo Ben Azay, they said to Ben Azay, you know, Yesh Na Adorish V'Na Mekayim. There are some people that are very consistent, that they darshan about certain messages and they live it. They're Mekayim exactly all the things that they demand of others. There are those that are Na Mekayim V'Na Adorish, that fulfill things in a very beautiful way, but they don't know how to make nice drushes. They don't know how to inspire other people to do those things. But for Atah, you seem to have a really negative thing, that no, Doresh, you give these beautiful drushes of Musar and how we have to do Puravu, and if you don't do Puravu, it's Kilu Shofik Tamim, and you're being Mimayit Tzalim Elokim, but you never got married. Samuel ben Azay. Ben Azay said, Shanaf Shri Chashka B'Torah. What do you want from me? It's Naf Shri Chashka B'Torah. I'm so connected to the Torah, I don't have my Yetzer Hara affecting me because I'm Osek in Mitzvos, and because of my Cheshek in Torah, I don't have any Hirhurim. That's how Rabbi Abram Minahar explains. Tosus points out, if you look in Ksubas Tav Samach Gimel, it sounds like he did get married because he married the daughter of Rabbi Akiva. So Tosus says he must have not been married to her for very long. He was married to her for a short period of time, and then he got divorced. And he just wasn't interested in marriage because he was so engaged in his Torah learning. So even though you have to be Osek Yeshuva Shalolam, he was so mech on the fact that Ef Shalom Sheiskayim Al Yidei Acherim, that the world will survive through other people. In the Sefer Nahar Shraga, he explains that it's only in the mitzvah of Puruvu that Ben Azay is willing to say that he's not going to be Mekayim because of Nafshol Chashka B'Torah. Meaning, what else didn't he do because of Nafshol Chashka B'Torah? Do we have anything on record that Ben Azay didn't take lulav or eat matzah or wear tefillin or anything else because Nafshol Chashka B'Torah? He was so engaged in Torah that he didn't want to do the mitzvah. He says, no, it's dafka these two mitzvahs because they're both about Yishuv HaOlam. Lo Sovra La Sheves Yitzara, that the purpose of Puruvu is to populate the world, and that also that it should be Yisyashev Al Yidei Limra Torah. So someone who's Milami Torah is Mekayim Yishuv HaOlam through his Torah, right? That's what the Gemara Bava Basra says, that protection comes to a whole city because of people who are learning Torah. So it's because they both have the same goal, so he's accomplishing that goal in some other way. That's what they suggest. So then the Gemara brings another brisa similar to the last one, but it switches the names of the author. And in place of Rabbi Yaakov, we just have Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. So Tanya Idach, Rabbi Lazar Omer, call me Sheinosik Rivya Kilu Shofik Tam, Shemar Shofik Tam Adam, Visamach Leva Temperuvu. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Omer, Kilu Mimayit Adamos, it's as if he's being Mimayit at Tzal Melkim. Ben Azay Omer, Omrulol Ben Azay, Yeshna Adorish Vichule. The same, the whole rest of the Bryce. So the Gemara doesn't have to quote the whole thing. So Tanya Rabbanan. Now the Gemara brings an additional Bryce about someone who's not Osik Puruvu. Pasuk says, "By midbar parak yud, v'nucha yomar shuvah Hashem rivivos Alpha Yisrael Malamit Shein Shechina Shora Al Pachos Mishnei Alafim Mishnei Revavos Mi Yisrael. That the Shechina is Shora when you have 22,000 Jews, because the pasuk says Rivavos Alpha Yisrael. The miut of Alfei plural is at least 2,000. Rivavos Ribo is 10,000. Rivavos is plural, must mean at least 20,000, and that's when Shuvah Hashem, that the Shechina will return. When you have 22,000, Harecho Yisrael, Shehelof, Sherevavos, Chosra Echad, so let's imagine you have 21,999 Jews, and Loss of Piriv Rivia, and you have one person that decided, nah, I don't want to have any children. So Zagarim, the Shechina should start in Israel. Isn't that person's decision that, you know, he thinks is, ah, it's a personal decision, it has nothing to do with anybody else? No, it does have something to do with everybody else. It causes the Shechina to be installed from Yisrael. I was just listening on my drive home last night to an interview with Rabbi Neuberger Shlita, and they were asking him about Shalom Bayis issues. So one of the things that they were asking about was how do you handle when husband and wife don't agree about whether to have more children. So the person doing the interview said, I imagine that usually the case is that the husband is interested in having more children, and the wife said that she's had enough. Rav Neuberger said, no, that is not usually the way it goes. In my experience, that is not the way it goes either. Usually the wife has an instinct to want to give and to want to have more children, and the husband is always nervous about money, and he's nervous about everything else. So he feels that he's past it, he's at a new stage in life. That's usually the issue. So Rav Neuberger said, that if it's about money, one of the things we have to impress upon people is that when a person has children, they're doing good for Klal Yisrael. So if it means you're going to have tuition assistance, Klal Yisrael should pay, you know, should help if you need the help in order to, because having more children is a benefit to the Jewish people. It's a benefit to the world. It's a benefit to Klal Yisrael. If there are, you know, other issues, medical issues, personal anxieties, things like that, okay, that has to be dealt with separately. But that was his take on it. Because based on this hashkafa, that it's, it's not only a personal thing. Could we go in the Shechina should stalik me Israel? Sabachalan Amr Mishum Rav Lazar, Chayiv Misa, that a person's anosik Piriv Rivia is Chayiv Misa, Shenemar, because the pasuk says by the death of Nadav and Avihu, when they brought an Eish Zara Lefnei Hashem, it says, Uvanim lo hayu lehem. So from the fact that the Torah tells us that they didn't have children, it must be the Torah is telling us, and that's why they died. Ha hayu lehem banim lo mesu. Had they had children, they wouldn't die. So a person's anosik in Piriv Rivia is chayv misa. Acherim omrim gorim l'shchina shetestalik miYisrael. It is causing the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. Shnema liyos l'cha lelukim l'zarecha acharecha. Bizman shazarecha acharecha. When a person leaves zera, he leaves children, so then Shechina shara. Then the Shechina will reside in Klal Yisrael. But ein zarecha acharecha. If a person does not leave zera after him, salmi shara. Who's the Shechina going to be shara? Ala etzim v'alavanim. Yeah, what? Do you think the Shechina is going to reside on just etzim v'alavanim? Meaning, it's funny that the Gemara says that sarcastically. What, the Shechina is going to be Shora al Eitzim Vavanim? Meaning, we do know that the Shechina was Shora al Eitzim Vavanim. When we have a Beis Hamikdash, the Shechina is Shora al Eitzim Vavanim. But it must be that even then, it's really only Shora there because of us. Meaning that was the great miracle that the Gemara says that it was a comfort to us when we saw the Chorban Abayis, because the really the Shechina Shara in Klal Yisrael, and therefore the destruction should have been a destruction of Klal Yisrael, of the true Makom Hashoras Hashechina. Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu took out his anger on Eitzim Vavanim, on what seemed like the physical structure through which the Shechina was Shara. But that's not the Ikar Hashoras Hashechina. The Ikar Hashoras Hashechina is on Klal Yisrael. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss a person who gets married is Osek in Peruvu, but he was not meaning tries to fulfill Peruvu, but he's not able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. He wasn't Zocha to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Meaning, what can you ask of a person already? That's what the Gemara in Shabbos says, that a person dies and there are going to be six questions. So one of the questions is not Kiyamta Piriv Rivia, it's a Sakta Piriv Rivia. You can't demand of a person to be Mekayim, because a person could keep trying to have children and be unsuccessful entirely, or be unsuccessful in having of both genders. So you can't ask Kiyamta, you can only ask a Sakta Piriv Rivia. But what if and they stay married, a couple gets married, and they're married for 10 years, and she doesn't give birth, they're not zocha to any children. So you're not allowed to give up on the mitzvah of Puruvu, and this is halach in Shulchan Aruch that for whatever reason, we don't really practice anymore, meaning most people do not do this. This is usually not the Eitzah. So, but the halacha on the books is that he has to divorce her or to marry a second wife in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But we don't say that the woman is an Akara and she's not Royal Leledes and she's not allowed to marry to anybody else. Girsha, if he divorces his first wife, Muteris Linase Lacha, she can still get married to someone else because we assume she's not an Akara. It just didn't work with this husband. There was something incompatible about these two people. Rasha Yasheni Lishol Sima Esr Shanim, then the second husband is also allowed to stay with her for 10 years, Imhi Pila, and if she became pregnant and miscarried, so the first husband is Mona Misha Shepila, counts the 10 years from when she was Mapil and not from the time of the Nisuin. And if he waits 10 years from the time that she was Mapil and she doesn't give birth, then a Viter, he has the same halacha that he's not allowed to be Mevatel the mitzvah. The Ritva and the Ruka Yosef says it doesn't matter at what stage in pregnancy she miscarried, even if she was Mapil Betoch Arba'im Yom to becoming pregnant, because the Uber is like Mayim Bialma, you still count only Misha She'epila. I mean, you might have imagined that if the pregnancy really just never took, it was within Arba'im Yom, that doesn't start the clock again on the 10-year count. So that's what the Mukha Yosef said, yes it does. That if there was any amount of pregnancy, even a very, very short amount of time, that restarts the clock on the Esr Shanim. So Tanu Rabbanan, if a man marries a woman, and they're married for 10 years, and they're not zochet to children, Yotzi Vitin Ksuba. He has to divorce her and pay her Ksuba. So it could be that that he's the reason that they're not able to have children. We don't know yet why they were unable to have children. Shema Lo Zachli Banus Mimena. Maybe it's not her fault. She's not the one that ruined the marriage. So he's not zochet to be built through her. And even though he gives her Ksuba, maybe she is Ru'uya Labanim. He has to give her the Ksuba because she might be Ru'uya Labanim, but he wasn't zochet. Even though there's no clear raya that you have to be megarish and isha after 10 years of not having children, zeichel ledavar. There is a remez to this that Avram Avinu married Sarah and they didn't have any children. The pasuk says vatikach Sarah isha Avram esagar amitzvah shivchasa. It says when did Sarah take miketz esr shanim l'shevis Avram be'eretz Canaan, 10 years after moving to Eretz Canaan, and then he gives Hagar as a wife. So from the fact that the Torah says that Avram Avinu married Hagar after 10 years, so that's that indicates that that's the amount of time that one has to move on and realize that they're not going to have children from that first wife. So the fact that he married Hagar only after 10 years, not 10 years of being married to Sarah, but 10 years after coming to Eretz Kanaan. So lelamedcha, she'in yeshivas chutz laretz olam min haminyan. So you see from here that yeshivas chutz laretz doesn't count toward the number. It's not ola min haminyan of the 10 years. And this happens often, that couples that don't have children will make aliyah, they'll move to Eretz Yisrael, and they'll hope for the zechus of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shechter tells us that when he and the Rebbetzin first got married, they were not zochet to children for a while, and he said they took a trip to Eretz Yisrael. So I always thought that he took a trip to Eretz Yisrael to get brachos, which he did. They got a lot of brachos. All of his father-in-law's friends were all the altar mirrors, so they went to visit all these tzaddikim, and they got brachos. And once they were there, and they were delivering something to Rav David Soloveitchik, and I think the Nazir lived in the same building as Rav David Soloveitchik, so they went to see the Nazir also, and they got brachos from the Nazir, and the Nazir grilled Rebbetzin Shechter on some sugyas that he thought she should be familiar with. It was an interesting story also. So, but he always says that we went to Eretz Yisrael more so than for the brachos. We went to Eretz Yisrael because the zuchus of Eretz Yisrael. Then thank God they had 9 children, so I guess it worked. So you go to the zuchus of Eretz Yisrael, something that counts. So the ficha chaluhu or shechalsehi, if he is sick or she is sick, or shneim chavushim beis hasurim, or they're both in jail, where we know the reason that they're not having children, they're not able to have tashmish hamita. So then ein ol min haminyan. You don't count that toward years of infertility. That's not infertility. If you don't have tashmish hamita, it's not gonna happen with magic. So obviously that's not going to count toward the 10 years of not having children. So ask Gemara, Amle Rav Rav Nachman. Rav says Rav Nachman, why do we learn this, the amount of time that you're allowed to stay married without having children being 10 years, like Avram Avinu, V'leilif miYitzchak? Why don't we instead learn from Yitzchak, who spent 20 years without Rivka giving birth and he didn't marry another wife? Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana b'Kachtos Rivka. He was 40 years old when he got married to Rivka. Uksiv Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana, but let this Osam. He waited 20 years till Yaakov and Esav were born, and he didn't marry a second wife. So Rav Nachman says, you can't learn from Yitzchak that the amount of time to wait is 20 years, because the reason they say to be Megarish after 10 years is that maybe she's an Akara and she's not Ru'i Leledas, and you can't be Mevatel from the Mitzvah. But Yitzchak Akur Haya. Yitzchak knew what the problem was. He knew that he was an Akur, and that's why she wasn't giving birth, and that's why he wasn't going to be Megarish her, because he knew he was incapable of having children naturally. If that's the case, he can't bring a Raya from Yitzchak, he was an Akur. How can you learn from Avram Avinu that this man is 10 years? Avram Nami Akur Haya. Avram Avinu also knew that he was an Akur. The Gemara is going to soon explain how we knew that, but what's the Raya from Avram Avinu that he didn't get married to, that he didn't take a second wife until after 10 years? So the Gemara answers, you're right, both of them were Akurim, and therefore they didn't marry a second wife, and you cannot learn from them. But the Pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, Mikesas Hashanim, L'Shavis Avram, Beretz Canaan, is really extra, and that's where we learn from. Just the fact that it's an extra Pasuk, it must be the Pasuk is trying to indicate to us that under normal circumstances, it's Miketz Eser Shanim that a person should take a second wife. So but the Pasuk of Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana is not extra. That Pasuk is needed for Rabbi Baraba taught us. Why does the Torah count the years of Yishmael? Meaning, why would we count the ages of Rishayim? The Pasuk says, it tells us how old Yishmael is and counts it out in the singles and the tens and the hundreds. So, the only reason the Torah does that is so that we can understand the timeline of Yaakov Avinu's life. The Pasuk of Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledus Osam, Chazal have to darshan that Yaakov wasn't punished for those years that he was in shame ve'ever and learning Torah, because God will tell the Torah mikibud aveim. And we only know this if we have all the data in front of us. That's how we can know how many years Yaakov was punished for, and that he wasn't held accountable for the time he spent in shame ve'ever. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a famous vart in Emes Liakov, as he says, I don't understand why he wasn't punished for the years he spent in shame ve'ever. He says, it's true that maybe God will tell the Torah mikibud aveim, but if your parent asks you, go buy a bottle of milk from the makolet, from the local store, and they give you a couple of bucks, and you go buy a bottle of milk, and you go to the store, but on the way to the store, you stop in yeshiva for 14 years. He says, you're not allowed to do that. That's that you're in the middle of the mitzvah of kibud aveim. So the parents sent him to go find a wife, and he stopped in shame ve'ev for 14 years. How could he do that? That's, he's in the middle of fulfilling the mitzvah. So that's where Yaakov Kamenetsky says, no, it's a bad mashal. Mashal ma'adav doma, a parent says, go buy me a lulav and esrog, and you have no idea what a lulav looks like, what an esrog looks like, what the halachos are. So you stop in the base medrash along the way to learn the halachos, to know what to look for. That's part of the kiyum mitzvah of kibud aveim. So Yaakov knew to go to base lavan and to come back spiritually intact, he needed to fortify himself. So part of the shlichus was to be able to spiritually fortify himself, and that was the learning in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, and therefore was part of the Kibbut Aveim, and that's why he wasn't punished for that. It's against the Pashas of the Gemara, right? The Pashas of the Gemara is that Gadol Talmud Torah made Kibbut Aveim. Not that this was a kiyum of Kibbut Aveim, but Talmud Torah is so great and so important that it's Gadol from Kibbut Aveim. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu Akur Haya. Yitzchak Avinu was an Akur. Shenemar Vayitzchak Yitzchak Hashem L'Nochach Ishto. And the pasuk continues, Ki Akara Hi. So Rav Yitzchak is Medayik, Al Ishto Lo Nemar. If he was davening for his wife, it should have said, Al Ishto. Ela L'Nochach. It says instead across from his wife. So it sounds like each one was davening both for themselves and for the other when they were in proximity to each other. Melami Cheshneim Akurim Ayu. Because they were both Akurim, so they had to daven for a double miracle. For them to have children would be a double miracle. If that's the case, that this Lashon is written in order to be Medayik, that they were both davening, so why does it say Vayetarlo, that Hashem listened to him and Rivka gave birth? So Vayetarlahemi Bayalei, if they were both davening at the same time and both davening for each other as well as for themselves, it should have said Vayetarlahem, that Hashem listened to their tefilos. L'vishenadom tefilos tzadik ben tzadik, l'tefilos tzadik ben rasha. That the tefilah of a Yitzchak ben Avram Avinu is different than the tefilah of a Rivka, who's a tzadikas, but the offspring of a of a Rasha, that her father was Pesuel Arami, who was a Rasha. So the Yin Yaakov says, isn't this Soser what the Torah writes in Simen Nun Gimel in the name of the Rush, that you should find a Shliach Tzibur who's from Zera Rechokim, Tov Lekari Vanashim Mizera Rechokim, to be a Shliach Tzibur, because a Tzilas Tzadik Ben Rasha is better than other Tzilas, because the person is more humbled, and therefore they're going to be a better person to lead the tzibur. So he says, no, the tefillah tzaddik ben Rasha is when a person is mispalled for themselves, a tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik is better. And he says that's what the Marshal writes. As opposed to representing a tzibur, then maybe an echinami, and the more humble the person is, then the better it is to have that person represent you. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, mahu avoseinu akurim? Why were the avos akurim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillos of the tzaddikim, so he wanted to make it in such a way where they would have to daven very hard in order to have children. So the tzaddikim are mahapich. We're going to see they're mahapich with the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from midas hadin to midas harachmim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, is mispalel every day, shiyichbushu rachami as kasi al banai, that his rachamim should overpower his kas against his children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavil the tefillos and shal tzaddikim in that sense. That's how the Iyun Yaakov explains that Kodesh Baruch Hu is misavil the tefillos and shal tzaddikim, because the very thing that Hashem davens for can only be accomplished by tefillos and shal tzaddikim. It's the tefillos and shal tzaddikim that change HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas adin into midas rachamim, and that's what Hashem himself davens for, right? That was the Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Gemara. Was Avram Fried, right? He's one that's right. So that's that Gemara that Kodesh Baruch Hu is davening that his own midas rachamim should overpower the midas hadin. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, lamin l'mishlo tefillos shel tzaddikim ka'etar? Why is tefillos shel tzaddikim compared to a pitchfork? So ma etar ze mishapich hatvua mimakom l'makom, just like the pitchfork moves the grain from one place to another, kach tefillos shel tzaddikim mahapich mahapechas midos shel Kodesh Baruch Hu mimidas ragzonos. So to the tefillos of tzaddikim, to flip over the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a midah of anger to a midah of rachmanus. So the Gemara mentioned that Avraham Avinu was an akur, so now the Gemara brings other ma'amarim related to that. So Amar Rabbi Yami, Avraham and Sarah tumtumin hayu. They were, you couldn't tell if they were male or female. They were tumtumin. Shnemar habitu el tzur chutzavtem el makvas ve'el makvas bor nukartem. Uksiv, and the pasuk afterwards says habitu el Avraham avichem ve'el Sarah t'cholelchem. So the second pasuk is an explanation of the first pasuk. So we see that the tzur that Avraham Avinu was chiseled out of, and the makvas bor that Sarah was from is Asher T'cholelchem, meaning is an explanation of Asher Yolda Eschem. So you see in the pasuk that it's they have to make a tzur and a makvas habor in order for them to be able to give birth, meaning there had to be some physical changes in their body in order for them to be able to give birth. There had to be there had to be full formation of the coming out of the reproductive organs in order for them to be able to have children. So Amrav Nachman Amrav Baravua, Sari Imenu Islandus, I said. Sari Imenu was an islandess. She never physically matured, and that's why she's not able to give birth. She never Vati Sarai Akara Ein Lavlad. So there's an extra line in that pasuk. The pasuk already says Vati Sarai Akara. So we already know, obviously, if she's Akara, she's Ein Lavlad. Why does that say Ein Lavlad? Afilu Beis Vlad Ein La. She didn't even have a Beis Arechem. She didn't even have a uterus. So what a miracle that was that she was able to have children. Now they're doing, they just started doing uterine transplants. So there's such a thing as a woman who doesn't have a uterus, who they take a uterus from a dead woman, they put it in her, and they keep it in there for 5 years, and she's able to have children. They're just doing this now. It's unbelievable. So Amrav Yud the Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. We should realize that's also a miracle. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Chachma to medicine is also a miracle. However, Hashem does the nace. It's still the nace. So Amrav Yud the Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. Lo Shanu Ella Bidoros Rishonim. This idea that you wait for 10 years and then you're mechayv to be megarish. That's only in the earlier generations, sheshnosei merubos, where people lived a really long time, so they had 10 years to wait around before they had children. Aval b'doros achronim sheshnosei muatos. But in more recent years, where people don't live such long lives, and if you wait 10 years, it's very likely that you're going to die before you have any children. So shtei shanim mechza keneged shloshi iburim. Then you only wait 2.5 years, enough time for three pregnancies. Rabba Amar Rav Nachman, because then it's a chazaka that you're not able to have children. And the assumption is that the chazaka is created with the span of three pregnancies that never happened. So if three pregnancies don't happen, then we assume that it's time to move on. Rabba Amar Rav Nachman, shalosh shanim keneged shalosh pekidos, that it's 3 years keneged three Rosh Hashanah, because it's that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to tefilos about having children. Damar Rosh Hashanah Nifkadu Sarah, Rachel, V'chana. And Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were all their tefillos were listened to be able to have children. So a person needs to go through 3 Rosh Hashanahs of being unsuccessful in their tefillos in order to be able to be certain that it's time to move on and that it's not happening with that wife. Amar Rabba, Les Nulani Klali. We don't accept these klalim that the Amoraim said that in the Doros Rishonim, the time is different than it is now. Even in our generation, you're allowed to wait 10 years, you don't have to do less than 10 years. Michti, Masnisin, Mantakim, because our Mishnah that says that you wait 10 years, who's the one that formulated that number? Rebbe. Rebbe's the one that formulated the Mishnayos. But already in the times of David, the lifespans were shortened, because while the Avos lived well over 100 years, 175 years, 180 years, they lived these very long lifespans. Already by David, it says that we assume that the average lifespan is 70 years, and that's the assumption in the Gemara, that we assume throughout Shas that not average lifespan, that ideal lifespan, that a full lifespan is 70 years. Baruch Hashem, another miracle that we live in a generation where for a person to die at the age of 70 is considered extremely young, and the average is way more than 70 years. So although it went down with COVID by a couple of years, but the average is way more than 70 years. So the Mishnah says someone who gets married and 10 years, no children, they have to get divorced. So the Brisa says that the reason is because perhaps he's the reason that they're not able to get divorced. Maybe he's not zocha to be built through her. So that's why he has to pay the ksuba. So it says more of Hashem lo zocha li banos hemena, v'dilni ihi de lo zocha. Maybe she's the one that was not zocha, and therefore, why does he have to pay the ksuba? Meaning, if the problem is within her and not within him, maybe you shouldn't have to pay the ksuba. Say, kiven de lo mifkada perivirivya lo miansha. No, but she doesn't have an obligation of puruvu. He has an obligation of puruvu, so she's not going to be penalized for her inability to have children when she has no requirement. To have children. So the Mishnah tells us that you get married, someone gets married and she doesn't give birth, you marry someone else, because maybe lo zocha libanos mena, and he's going to be zocha to have children from the second one. Eini, is that true, that he's able to be nivna through the second wife? Va'amr le rabbanan Rabbi Abba Bar Zivda, didn't the rabbanan tell Rabbi Abba Bar Zivda, who was not married, nisiv itza v'olid b'ni, they said, no, you need to find a shidduch, time to get married and to have a family. Va'amr lehu, and he said, I'm not going to get married, because he's if I was zocha, then I would have had children from my first wife. So you see that a person who's not zakai to have children from one wife, it assumes that he's not going to be zakai from the other wife either. That seems against our Mishnah, which seems to assume that he will be zocha from the second wife. So says Marno, Hasam, Dechuy Kamadchil Rabbanan. His answer to them, that if I was zocha, it would have happened with the first wife, he was just being docha them. That wasn't the real answer. Rabbi Abba Zivda I Aker Mi Pirke Drafuna. He knew that he had already become an akar, that he was unable to have children because of the long shiurim that Rav Huna used to give, and he would have to hold himself in from going to the bathroom for such long periods of time, and the belief was that if you hold yourself in from going to the bathroom for long periods of time, that that's going to cause a person to be unable to have children. So maybe on the way into shiur, they're like, ooh, free sodas, and then they're probably regretting that halfway into the shiur because they couldn't leave, and they had to. So that caused them to be yakir. Rav Gidol yakir. Rav Gidol became an akar mipirkei d'Ravuna also from the shiurim of Rav Huna. Rabbi Chelbo yakir mipirkei d'Ravuna also. Shesh yakir mipirkei d'Ravuna. Rav Huna had all much of Talmidim that couldn't have any children because he gave these very long shiurim and everyone was afraid to go to the bathroom during the shiur. Rav Achabar Yaakov achad te suskinta, because he held himself during the shiur of Rav Huna, he had a certain disease that comes about from holding oneself in, that causes him to become an akar. So when he got sick, he went on a cedar tree that was in the Beis Medrash, nafak minei, and the illness left him kuhutsu yarka, like a green stream, a green branch that came out of him, and that's what saved him from being an akar. Amar Ravacha bar Yaakov, Shit and Sabi Avina, there were 60 Tamidei Chachamim, the Kulu Yakrim Pirkei Rav Huna, all of them. He had 60 guys in the shir, all of them became akarim because of Shir Lubar Me'ana, except for me, that I saved myself because I did this refuah with the Erez tree. The Kaimi ben Avshai, Hachach Matachaya Ba'aleha. I fulfilled about myself what the Pasuk in Kohelet says, that through understanding Chachman, through knowing a little bit about a little bit of medical knowledge, you can survive. So Girsha Mutaris. The Mishnah went on to say that if a couple is married for 10 years and that without children, then they get divorced, she's still allowed to marry a second husband because maybe she's able to have children with the second husband. But Shady in Shlishi Lo sounds like a second husband, yes, but not a third husband. So Masnisin Mani, who are we assuming? Like Rabbi, we're assuming that two times being married for 10 years without children is a chazaka that she will never have children. The Tanya, we have a Brisa that tells us in a different context that Mala Harishon Ameis, Hasheni Ameis, that he'd give Mila to the first child, then he dies, to the second child, then he dies, Shlishi Lo Timol, then you shouldn't even try to do Mila on the third child, Divrei Rabbi, because Rabbi holds that that's already a chazaka. That you give a mila to the third child, just not to the fourth child, because only three times is a chazaka. But didn't we learn in a brisa that Rebbe holds three times is a chazaka, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds two times is a chazaka? So the Gemara says which one it was said last that we could rely on. What was the genuine sheet of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel respectively? Each of them changed their mind, so whichever one was last is what their real opinion is. Tashma, Adam Rabbi Chibar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochan, and Maisa, Ba'arba, Achayos, B'tzipori, there were four sisters that were living in Tzipori, Shemal, Rishon, Umeis, that they mauled the first one, the first sister mauled her child, and he died, Shni, Umeis, the second one mauled her child, and he died, Shlishis, Umeis, Basel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amrla, Al-Tamuli, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, don't do the Mila on the fourth. The fourth sister shouldn't do the Mila on her child, because the first three times, you see, you already have a Chazaka. So the Mishnah Rishona that we quoted, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, that only the fourth child not to be Mal, is the correct one. That three times is Koveya Chazaka, and not two times. That's the Iker. Because Rabbi Yochanan was an Amora, he lived at the end of the Tkufa Satanayim, and he was made about this Brisa, that he saw this Maisa. So you see that must be how Rav Shimon Gamliel paskined at the end of at the end of his life. But wait, maybe had the third woman asked the Shaila, he would have told her also not to mal the child, because maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel actually held two times as Chazaka. They just didn't ask the Shaila until the third sister already mauled. If that were the case, then what's Rabbi Chibar Abba's edus over here? He must be telling us a chiddush din, and the chiddush din is that you need to have three times to establish a chazaka. Maybe the chiddush din is that not only is multiple children in the same family considered a chazaka, but even children of sisters are considered a buildup of the chazaka. So Rabbi Hashda Tamar Tachayos Mechaskos Leisad Misha Lomim Shachs Nichbin Lomim Shachs Mitzrayim. That a person should be careful not to marry a woman from a family that suffers from a particular illness, because you have to assume that the illness is a genetic illness that relates to all the family members. So my aviyala, what's the psak halacha as far as being kaveh chazaka? Is it two or three times? So kiyasa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar uvda have a kaveh Rabbi Yochanan. There was a story where they asked Rabbi Yochanan biknishta de ma'on, in the Beis HaKnesses of ma'on biyomak from shchal yos b'shabbos, when it happened to be Yom Kippur that fell in Shabbos. They asked about the third child after the first two died from Bris Mila. He said, go and mal the child on time, even though it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So you see that two times is not yet a chazaka. So Abaye said to Rav Yitzchak, through this Maisa that you bring from Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to be Matir Isurim, because if a chazaka is nitva with two times, it's also for the third one to mal the child. The child might die, and if it's also to do the Mila is Shalobiz Mana, and it's not Toch Shabbos, not Toch Yom Kippurim, and of a Sakanta. And plus, and in addition to the Yisr, it's Sakanas Nefashos for the baby. So even though Abaye said that Rav Yitzchak Samach Allah Abaye relied on the Pesach, Rav Yitzchak said in them Rabbi Yochanan to be Matir, being Mal, the Tinok, because the Pesach Halacha was that, that two times is not enough of a chazaka. We're not choshesh that whatever happened twice is going to happen again. Va'azel nasva l'chuma. So he went and he married Chuma, Bar Tadisi Breder of Yitzchak Breder of Yehuda, the daughter of Isi Breder of Yitzchak Breder of Yehuda, to Nasve Rachva de Pumadisa, who in the past was already married to Rachva de Pumadisa, Ushchiv, and had died, and Rav Yitzchak Breder of Rabbi Aruchana, Ushchiv, so Nasve who? Ushchiv. So he also married her. Abai himself would marry her, and he also died. So Abai was so much on Rav Yitzchak that two times, Al Chazaka, so he didn't think that there was a problem with marrying a woman who had already buried two husbands, and then sure enough, he also died after marrying her. So at that point, she had a chazaka that she was already a katlanis. Okay, we have a lot to catch up on, but again, tomorrow's daf seems a little bit shorter. I don't know, we'll get there. So we'll pick up tomorrow from Amar Rava.
Thank you.
Good day.